All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, Conference Championship Sunday in the National Football League is upon us, as we're down to four teams, and of those four teams, two will advance to Super Bowl number 52 in Minneapolis. But who will it be? Will it be the New England Patriots or Jacksonville Jaguars coming out of the AFC, or will it be the Philadelphia Eagles or Minnesota Vikings coming out of the NFC? That remains to be seen, but with that said, here are my picks for Conference Championship Sunday in the NFL. Now, it's going to start off with the AFC Championship game, as you're going to have the New England Patriots hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. And for this Patriots squad, they know a thing or two about Conference Championship Sunday, because this marks the seventh consecutive year that the Pats are playing in this game, and they are looking to get back to the Super Bowl and defend their championship. Now, the Jaguars and the Patriots, they do have playoff history. You go back to the 96 AFC Championship game where the Patriots beat Jacksonville. You also go back to the 1999 wildcard game in the AFC where, pardon me, the 1998 wildcard game in the AFC where the Jaguars beat the Patriots. And then you had the 2005 divisional round, as well as the 2007 divisional round, where New England beat Jacksonville. This Jacksonville team, they are coming on strong at the right time, as they appear to be peaking, and they're doing it with their running game and, of course, their defense. And, of course, Jacksonville was able to raise some eyebrows by going on the road last Sunday and getting the best of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, it was not the best defensive performance for the Jaguars. Yes, they did have a couple of turnovers, but they gave up a lot of points and a lot of yards to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, for the New England Patriots, everything revolves around the health of quarterback Tom Brady. Of course, he injured his hand in practice this week, and the Patriots expect him to be full go, and I think he won't be affected. Why? Because the Patriots do a lot of short passes to their running backs and wide receivers, and that is going to be something that this Jaguars defense is going to have to account for. It's a situation for Jacksonville defensively. Pick your poison. Who are you going to attempt to take away? If it's going to be Rob Gronkowski, you have to worry about Brandon Cooks. If it's going to be Brandon Cooks, you got to worry about the running backs coming out of the backfield. So you look at Jacksonville, what they do is predicated on pressure with their front four. However, Tom Brady is the best right now in the NFL as far as getting the football out quickly. So that is going to keep this Jacksonville defense on its toes. Now, for New England defense, they typically like to take away what the opposing team does best. And for Jacksonville, they run the football effectively with running back Leonard Fournette. I think that Patriots head coach Bill Belichick is going to cook up a game plan to try to take away Fournette and make quarterback Blake Bortles beat the Patriots with his arm and not his legs. It's going to be very important for Jacksonville to get a lead in this game. Why? Because if you look at this playoff run so far for the Jaguars, they've been playing with the lead as opposed to being playing from behind. And Blake Bortles is a different quarterback when he has a lead as opposed to having to come back. It's a situation for Jacksonville. When they get the football, they have to score sevens and not threes. And that is their best chance in this game. I think Jacksonville has the potential to keep this game close for 2.5, 3 quarters. But New England is the better team. Thus, I'm going to take the Patriots to pull away in advance to Super Bowl number 52 by the score of 34-24. Now, moving on to the NFC Championship game, you're going to have the Minnesota Vikings traveling to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Both of these teams, you know, gutted it out with home wins last week. And for the Vikings, they have a lot of incentive in this game. I mean, granted, it is a trip to the Super Bowl, but more importantly, they are looking to become the first team in NFL history to play the Super Bowl on their home field. Now, Minnesota had that miracle win last Sunday versus the New Orleans Saints. And for the Vikings, it's all about their defense, a defense that got picked apart in the second half versus the Saints, and they have to get back on track versus this Eagles offense. Now, for Philadelphia, they are simply, you know, playing the underdog role. Of course, when Carson Wentz, their starting quarterback, went out, a lot of people wanted to write this team off. And, you know, they found a way to get it done with Nick Foles as their quarterback last week versus the Atlanta Falcons. And they're going to try to get it done again. Philly was an underdog in that game, and they are an underdog at home once again versus the Vikings. You look at both of these clubs, they both have solid defenses, and they have quarterbacks that are enjoying, you know, a resurgence, so to speak, or a surgence period, because nobody really thought about Case Keenum or Nick Foles being quality starting quarterbacks in the NFL. But don't look now, both of these guys are in the conference championship game. Field position and turnovers are going to be very important for this game. The weather won't be a factor, as it's set to be 49 degrees at kickoff. But I think Philadelphia has something very special going on right now. Thus, I'm going to take the Eagles to advance to Super Bowl number 52 by the score of 26-23. And with that said, folks, those are my picks for Conference Championship Sunday. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun in action in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign is set to begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, become a member, and be a part of one of the hottest sports sites going on the web. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy the NFL playoffs this weekend.